From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. World powers are in New York today for a third round of talks on a proposed Syrian political transition. Ahead of possible talks between the government and opposition, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is expressing doubt the conference will make much progress on identifying acceptable Syrian opposition groups.
Well, we haven't seen the list yet, but we believe that card-carrying members of Al-Qaeda do not satisfy the conditions that we set for members of the opposition in Vienna. I believe opposition should be serious. And it should be inclusive so that they could engage in a serious talk.
The U.S. State Department says countries invited for today's talks are similar to those who participated in previous rounds in Vienna, including Russia and Iran, who are allies of the embattled Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will chair the meeting. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in Afghanistan on a previously unannounced stop. The visit comes as the country experiences a growing campaign of violence, especially in the east where there's an Islamic State presence. A new Pentagon study says high-profile attacks in the capital city of Kabul are up 27% compared to the same time last year. Mr. Carter will meet with military commanders and U.S. troops while he is in Afghanistan. Niger's president, Mahamadou Issoufou, says his country and his government has foiled a coup attempt and arrested several senior military officials. In a nationwide television appearance, Issoufou said the plotters attacked the presidential palace just as Independence Day celebrations were underway. Niger is a major Western ally in the fight against Islamic extremists. This is VOA News.